Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, broadcasting live from the studio, Mr. Nice Guy Studio in Hollywood, California. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. Applause, but I can't get no sound effects because my producer left the audio clip for last week. Right back on time. You already know the Night Shift with your boy Guy Nice. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter, at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram, at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you check that out. Stay up to date. The official 420 2016 collection will be available as of Friday, February 5th. I'll give you the first look, heads up. It's world premiere. This exclusive, drop a bomb on that shit. Got no sound effects. I got B.O.B. We did that already. Hey, one time's enough for that. But, yeah, the Night Shift with your boy, Guy Nice, WMNG. That 420 collection coming, man. It's definitely some dope shit in there. We bringing back the Go Green for show. It's our most popular 420 apparel T-shirt. And for three seasons, this be a third season running, you know what I'm saying? So it'll be available this time. And the green shirt with the white printing, and also the white shirt with the green printing, we bringing both of them back. We only going to keep one going into the new year. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, nah. Yeah, we only going to keep one going into the new year. So, yeah, make sure you stay up to date on that. Get them limited edition tees while you can. We also got something special we cooking, man, because, you know, we doing Denver again. You know what I'm saying? So, this time, we're going to bring y'all something special off of that Denver trip, off of Mr. Nice Guy's experience in Denver. We're going to bring you some small special limited edition items. So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? You got a while. You know what I'm saying? We ain't dropping that out the gate. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to hit you with the pictures and we hit you with the play-by-play. You know what I mean? Just tune in for that journey. Mr. Nice Guy does Denver. Make sure you check that out. And you can always stay in touch and in tune with what's going on with Mr. Nice Guy through the Night Shift with Guy Nice, or also through those online outlets that we give y'all, Twitter, Instagram, the online store. We also do got another official Mr. Nice Guy Facebook page up now. I know it took a while, but, you know, be patient, man. We working. We had to work an angle there. You know, Facebook was on that super hater move. Hashtag free guy nice. Still doing that. By the time they put me back in, they ain't going to have a profile no more. I ain't going to be bitter. I just going to file a civil lawsuit for pain and suffering and wages lost. It's all good. The IRS going to knock on your door. We'll see you, Mark Zuckerberg. You know what I'm saying? I guess you're wondering why I've been away. Shout out to the other guy for holding it down last week, man, and picking up the Night Shift and keeping it going for y'all. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Everyone, time for everybody in the Night Guy Nation. 516-418-5813. It's 516-418-5813. The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. Shout out to the other guy for holding it down last week, man, and keeping the flag up. You know what I'm saying? I was out last week. If you were listener on the regular, you already know. And if you really been sticking with us since we launched back in fucking September, 2015. And you already know, you know what I'm saying? My wife being pregnant, we got twin babies, you know what I'm saying? So I was out last week because they had to perform the C-section and get the babies out, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm officially a daddy. I would also have some, you know, whistleblowers and confetti and all that type of sound effects. But once again, you know, still got Tyson flat the fact in a motherfucking dick. You know what I'm saying? I can play that if you want. You know what I'm saying? not trying to lose any more listeners, though. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, Tuesday, damn, well, I rewind a clock on y'all, motherfucker. Tuesday, January 26th, man, 2016. Got nice, became a daddy, man. Two twin girls, you know what I'm saying? They in the NICU, they holding tight. They chilling, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you more detail play by play, you know what I mean? My wife recovering well, you know what I'm saying? I give you more play by play. We've been through this before. I'm an advocate of using this as a format to speak about my experiences in my life from my point of view and provide my insight to what I'm seeing, but also give you a platform. You can talk to me about it, you know what I'm saying? We can talk about your life, but it's just me and it's just my opinions. You know what I mean? This is the things that I go through, and I'm sharing with y'all because, you know, once again, man, people get distracted, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to feel like you ain't got nobody that can relate to you, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to feel like you alone out there going through shit. Now, this ain't no pity party, so we ain't about to be sitting up here crying, boo-hooing on the phone and shit, but we get real and deep if you want to. We do that every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Slow grinding. Yeah, I see some crazy sex stories over the break, by the way, but I'm going to get into that later. We'll postpone that for later in the week, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I had plenty of time to, I guess I ain't had plenty of time to do shit, but you always got time to think. So I've definitely been thinking. And when I say I got plenty of time, that I'm getting a lot less sleep. You know what I mean? And I thought I ain't sleep before, motherfucker. Shit, I learned a lesson. I thought I was good to last. I ain't saying I ain't. But it's getting rough, y'all. I'm need some antifreeze. You know what I mean? I need it going, man. I'm going to have to give me some of my 5-hour energy. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about that little red bottle shit. I'm talking about that little bottle with me. Shake it up. Got them nuggets inside. You know what I mean? Treasure chest. Word up, though. I had a lot of time to think, man. Think about a lot of things. Think, you know, most common thing I think about all the time is think about life. Think about my life. Why it is, how it is, how it could be, what direction is going, where it's at, what's happening, who's around, what's good, what's bad, what needs changing, all that. Self-assessment, self-awareness. And we promote and advocate self-awareness several times. If you listen to the gentleman, even the other guy, you know what I'm saying? I did get a chance to catch some of the show last week because I'm about this shit in my veins. But even the things that the other guy was saying, he was promoting you to be self-aware. He's promoting you to think for yourself, for free thinking. He's promoting you to be independent in all of your existence, you know what I'm saying? Not that you won't choose things that other people are a part of, because I feel like you should. That's what makes us who we are. People are very complex and at the same time very simple, but socialization is necessary to our species. So it's fine if you belong to these groups. We belong to these groups. We got our own fucking group, you know what I'm saying? So let me hit the water, sorry. The point being, we want you to think for yourself. We want you to be authentic in your living experience, because that's the only way you will do yourself and those that you encounter every day justice. You know what I'm saying? It's how you get the most out of your experience. That's just my opinion, like I said. But so we always promote self-awareness, and I feel like because I'm such a big advocate of that, I try to make sure that I practice that as much as possible. So I feel like I'm comfortable here when I get on the radio and just ramble and be who I am, whether or not it makes sense to you. I feel like I'm comfortable with who I am in my relationship with my wife as a husband. I feel like I'm comfortable where I am with my position and career that I have here in this opportunity with Mr. Nice Guy. You know, I never feel out of my skin because I'm okay with me. You know, I don't try to be disrespectful and say, man, you know, that's just me being me, you know what I'm saying? Walking your house, smoking a cigarette, you know what I'm saying? You don't smoke or nothing. Like, it's just me being me. Now, let me use your baby bottle as an ass trick, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't one of them motherfuckers. But I'm going to be me, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem being myself. So I'm comfortable in my skin is what I'm trying to say. But throughout this experience, being deprived of sleep and having extremely high levels of stress, because I, for the most part, I'm a very stress-free motherfucker, man. I work very hard to maintain this homeostasis of happiness, so I refuse to let it be disturbed by frivolous things and meaningless things and someone's mediocre efforts to try to make me stoop down to their level. I would say I'm a patient person, you know? I'm more patient than I was, let me put it like that. But throughout this experience of being a dad, like from the call on Monday morning telling me that I should come to the hospital, they're talking about giving my wife some more steroid shots to help develop the baby's lungs and things like that. If you ever been through this, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to give you some game because that's one thing I'm seeing too. Like I said, man, I'm coming from my point of view, but I see people in these situations. I'm there. And I'm watching other people too. Not so I could judge them and talk about them, but so that I could come here and talk with you about them. And also process myself that they go in some way or another, they're going through the same thing I'm going through because we're in the same place. Isn't that what relating to people is about, something that you have in common? So if we're at the same place at the same time, we definitely have something in common, motherfucker, right here, right now. Anyway, that might be over your head. It might be too big for you, man. That's one of them cuzzo, you know what I'm saying, that came out of cuzzo's treasure chest. I'm going to put that back in there and save that for later. But throughout this experience and, you know, looking and looking at how other people reacted and, you know, how they might have reacted and how I reacted, I wasn't happy with myself. They called me and my wife, C-section emergency, you know, whatever. I got to go over there, shoot over there. We wait a whole nother day, you know. Now, my wife been in the hospital since, you know, when I was supposed to go to Vegas. You know what I mean? If y'all been here, paying attention. If not, well, fuck it. We ain't got time to catch you up, man. Go back to the archives of December. Catch your ass up. We'll be here tomorrow, motherfucker. But my wife been in the hospital over a month, almost a month. You know, a long fucking time, bro. Too fucking long. So they make her wait another day. You know, this is already stressful. You know, relationship been strained. It's a lot of stress on my wife. She carrying twins. And, you know, she going through a lot. The pregnancy hard on her body, you know what I'm saying, let alone any problem with our baby. She been isolated in the hospital, eating this shitty food for the last month. And then she feel a lot of emotions and upset because they got to take the babies early. You may or may not know that. I don't know how good your math is, and I don't know how long you've been here. But baby gestation term is 40 weeks. That's a nice word. You should look that up. Put that in vocabulary, gestation. Baby gestation normally is 40 weeks. And my babies are 20, maybe 30 weeks tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, motherfucker. But, so they're premature. You know what I mean? I guess you put that together. I hope you did. Stick with me. So she feel a little bit inadequate about having to deliver the babies early, and that's a high emotion, you know what I'm saying? So trying to keep her calm and, you know what I mean, be cool. Next day, got to do C-section. They put, you know, I don't know, man, you know what I'm saying? I almost missed her. Like, the motherfuckers put me in the room. They dressed me up. They put me in the room. Told me we're going to come and get you. By the time they come and get me, they almost, like, I sat out, and then they pulled the baby out. Like, I'm a motherfucker, I know you ain't Kali Bali, and you ain't just reached through her belly, you know what I'm saying? So they already cut it and everything by the time I got in there. But it was cool, you know what I mean? Baby girl is healthy. They made it. Right now they in the NICU. They be, you know, shout out to all the nurses, man, all the all the nurses at in the maternity and baby mother, mother baby is what they call it, baby mother. Sure, that made somebody mad. The mother baby unit, the maternity ward, NICU. You know, shout out to everybody out there who showed us some love, man. And you know, the lunch ladies were taking care of my wife. She's in there for a long time, man, but she got a lot of love. And I felt like that was definitely, you know, a beautiful thing. That was the Mr. Nice Guy vibe right there. You know what I'm saying? That was that love circulating fully how it should. It feels good to know that people are concerned and they care about you, your experience and what's going on. That's what we always talking about here. So, babies are born, rush to the NICU, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're familiar with the NICU, can't really hold them, you know what I'm saying? I got to touch my first daughter, my oldest daughter, I guess. They twins, motherfucker, but I got to touch my oldest daughter the first day, you know what I'm saying? And that was super cool as a dad. A lot of dad moments there that you never can gauge how you're going to take it or what the magnitude is going to be. Like, you can try to imagine, dog, but you'll never know because you don't know how it's going to be. Definitely don't picture your baby laying in that little plastic, you know what I'm saying, chilling, whatever. So they are doing okay, though, you know what I'm saying? One day at a time, you know, thank Jehovah God that they're still here and they're alive and they're doing well. And my wife, too, you know what I mean? So not a lot of sleep. My wife pumping breast milk and shit, you know what I mean? And I'm concerned about the kids. We're going back and forth to the, you know, while we're still in the hospital, we're still, even now, you know, going back and forth to see them in the NICU and all that. But a lot of the questions people ask me, you know, people ask you a lot of questions. You become a dad, it's like, you know, it's, you know, your family and everybody's around. You got a lot of talking, a lot of conversations. You're going to have, you know what I mean, people going to have questions, whatever, whatever. So one of the most popular questions that people ask, how's it feel? You know? I remember people asking me that when I got married, too. How's it feel? And of course it feels good. You know what I mean? That's, you know, the most basic and initial, but of course it feels good. You know, it's exhilarating. Both of those experiences, if you're doing it right, you know what I mean? So my response to that, you know, I feel great, feel on top of the world, you know what I'm saying? It's, but it doesn't feel any, to me, I don't feel any different, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel any different after I got married. I didn't feel any different when I became a dad. My role in this world has changed, and I know that. But I knew that before, both of these things that I knew we're coming, motherfucker. It's not like, oh, shit, we pregnant, baby, the next day. You ain't got no time to get your head together. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no time. I don't want to say preparation because it really ain't much preparation you can do if you ain't never done this before. You can listen to people and you can take advice and you can study and, you know, do research and watch videos and all that shit. But if you ain't never done it, none of that shit going out to nothing. The only thing, only way you really learn well, it's an experience, motherfucker, in every sense. That's all it is. The only thing you can do is experience this. And that's one of the things that the other guy gave to me. It's an experience. It may not be able to be explained. This is an experience, though, in every form. So with that sleep deprivation and extreme amount of stress and all that, I started to see that I reverted to antisocial and slightly negative and, you know, not in the best spirits and not in the best mood. Taking the circumstances hard and not seeing the better things, you know, having be wallowing in my self-pity and putting myself in a position to be upset and moved by these things. Like I said, I won't move from people's mediocre attempts, but I could do it to myself. We all do it to ourselves with this negativity. At least I can own it and realize it, you know what I'm saying? So when I saw what was happening, like, I'm not being as considerate as I can. I'm not being as grateful and appreciative as I can. I'm not being as aware as I can. I'm not being as sensitive as I can. You know what I mean? That's what I told myself. I didn't, you know, like, yeah, fuck on me, yeah, fuck that shit, whatever, whatever. And I, you know, me. You know what I'm saying? Because people got a tendency to get in that mold. Like, we all get in that zone. We got a tendency to get in that mold. But a lot of the pregnancy is about women, because women carry the baby and they birth the baby and they had this experience. And, you know, it's something that's very unique that we'll never understand men. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Ain't nothing to get butthurt about. You know what I'm saying? Calm down, relax. It is what it is. Women got rolled, men got rolled, man. Just design that way. Argue it all you want to. You go back and check the archives. That's November 17, 2015. Sorry, we ain't been on air that long, but you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and check the archive, man. We did a show about that. And one of the wisest things that was said in that conversation is that women are supposed to do the things that men can't do, and men can't supposed to do things that women can't do. And that was brought to us by, once again, the wisdom of Cuzzo the Collector. Shout out to Cuzzo the Collector. He just dropped that on us. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. We still here for you. Experience you'll never be able to understand. You can appreciate it, though, if you're in the proper mindset, you know. You just got to be considerate of your partner. Your partner's had a unique experience. Things kind of funky. Like, hey, it is what it is. And because we're sleep deprived, and, you know, everybody got to take care of themselves. I'm a firm believer in that. But you can't be so involved in yourself that you forget about everybody else. And you'd be tendency to get resentful, harbor resentment towards your spouse or your partner. But you know what I'm saying? I saw two lesbian chicks in the NICU. They got a baby in the NICU. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we talk about that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? But you got a tendency to forget about your partner. You know what I'm saying? Focus on you, because you're going through all these emotions. You're having all these experiences. But you can't do that. You got to be mindful and considerate. So I felt a lot of things, you know, scared too. When I went and looked at my girls and shit, I went in there standing there with my daughters and looking and watching them and talking to them and shit, I felt scared too. I felt it's natural to feel scared as a parent. You don't know what the future holds. You know, these two beautiful things right here standing, these two beautiful spirits right here standing in the face, standing in the face. He's the most one of the most influential things in their life from this point forward. Supposed to protect them, watch out for them, lead them, teach them, love them, feed them. That's heavy, you know what I'm saying? That's heavy, bro. That shit's scary. Also, them being in the NICU is kind of scary. But, you know, it's always a but. It's also great, though, because nothing, like, marrying my wife, that's why I mentioned that earlier, and that's why I mentioned that, because until January 26th, that was the greatest thing that I've ever done, marrying my wife, becoming a husband, you know what I'm saying, especially to a great woman. So, and I told my wife that, you know what I'm saying, up until this pregnancy, you were the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And not that you're losing your place, because this wouldn't be possible without you. This is only possible with Jehovah God and through you, you know what I'm saying? So these are the thoughts I'm kicking around in my head, you know what I'm saying? They helped me to get back to center. You know, fear can be heavy, but it's okay. I got faith. I got faith in God. He got me this far, you know what I'm saying? I got faith in my family. I got faith in life, you know. So it's a lot of things you're going to go through becoming a dad. And, yo, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to look into that God, Nicest Guy, the best breastfeeding for men. Shout out to Von Hemme, King of the Woo Gang. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start putting that together, too. That shit you need to know, man. It's funny. It was a funny little idea, but it's good, man. That's something we could definitely do for people. You know what I'm saying? It was very uplifting to me. It made me happy to see the fathers walking into the, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about the nursery and all that. I don't know how the other experience is. You know what I'm saying? I know the baby is in the room with you for the most part, if that's what you want, you know what I'm saying? So I know that's a little different. But we're in the nursery where there are other babies and other parents. So a lot of people in this room. So to see the fathers come through and their smiling faces and, you know, them to see their excitement and shit too was great. You know, you got to understand people handle things in a different way. You know what I'm saying? I might not be jumping down, bouncing up the walls and shit, whatever. But I'm feeling a lot of things. I'm enjoying them all. You know what I'm saying? And my best way to do that is to try to keep a control, man. Moderate them shits. Monitor and moderate. You know what I'm saying? And masturbate. But something affects you in different ways. You know what I'm saying? So the question is, how do I feel to be a father? I feel fortunate. You know what I mean? I feel fortunate. Because this will be the greatest thing that I ever do in my life. No matter how big the night shift gets, no matter how big Mr. Nice Guy gets, no matter what five-star restaurant I chef in, no matter what Michael Jordan sneakers I endorse, no matter what Lamborghini or Bugatti I drive, no matter what multi-million dollar platinum selling record I produce, no matter what Oscar-winning blockbuster movie I star in, this will be the greatest thing I ever do. So I feel fortunate, man. It's the children have an energy that is unlike anything else. I spent some good time with my niece and my nephews while I was in the hospital with my wife, and also earlier today, you know what I'm saying? And they got an energy that's like no other, man. You know what I'm saying? Pick you up, make you feel on top of the world, let you know that the world is still amazing, that you could still be amazing to somebody. If you've ever lost that, you know, I feel bad for you, man. Holler at us, man. You give me a call. I give my personal number. Got a Mr. Nice Guy phone. Say that five times fast. It's on most of the time. Oh, you can call it in the night shift. That's what I'm here for. But you got to call me. You need a more private therapy session. It's all good. I got an ear for you. But I got an ear for you and a beard for you. It ain't going to be a beard, more like a blunt, but it's all good. Depending on your preference, you know what I mean? No hard drugs. Sorry. Unacceptable. Not that type of therapy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I just wanted to share that with y'all, talk about that a little bit, man. Consideration is the biggest thing that I want to leave you with tonight. Being considerate of everyone in your life and everyone you encounter every day, man, because you don't know what people are going through. I done said that a million times. Cool, I say it a million and one. You don't know what people are going through, man. You don't know what this person has done today. You don't know the experience they've had. And unfortunately, as human beings, we will react. And our attitude will be reflective of our situation and circumstances sometimes. So you might leave a bad impression on somebody. And it ain't necessarily about the impression. It's really about who you are. So if you're displaying your best at all times, you'll never leave them with a bad impression. Get there, know even though you're in a hardship at the moment, you still got a good attitude about it. You're still positive. Still uplifted. Still got that faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and preach to you. That ain't what I'm here for. But I am here to spread positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? And the best way to do that is to be considerate of other people. Put yourself first, man. Sometimes you got to, man. People are fragile. You can be broken and shit. I understand. But you got to be considerate. Appreciate y'all tuning in to another edition of the Night Shift with your boy, God Nice. I'm glad to be back with y'all, man. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Make sure you tune in. We got more funky shit coming in throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. with the Night Shift with God Nice. It's gonna be some sweet love coming down.